You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Parshas Kisavo. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devorah, and our dear daughter, Tehila, and for Refuah Shleimer for Ratza Bas Rachel and Henya Bas Fredel. The Parsha opens, V'hoya Kisavo yela Oretz, L'kachta Mereshes Kol Pri Adama. It will be when you enter the land that you shall take the first of every fruit of the ground. The Be'er Moshe explains, when you enter the land, you must immediately fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, the first fruit. This is very perplexing. First, we must take possession of the land, settle it, plant trees. It will be many years before we see fruit. This teaches us the great value of longing and yearning to fulfill a mitzvah. By way of the joy and craving for the mitzvah of Bikurim, it will be considered as if we had already fulfilled it. Chaim Shel Hischadshus, a life of renewal. A Jew must live his life every moment afresh. He may never be satisfied. He must constantly yearn to draw a little closer to Hashem. In Chaye Maran Ches, Rabbi Nachman once said, "I live today like I have never lived before. There are many types of life, and they are all called life, but today I lived a good life that I have never lived before." Did you fall? Begin anew. Do not despair. If a person despairs, he gives up on everything. God forbid. Strengthen desire. Do tshuva. In heaven, this service is cherished, falling and beginning again. The main thing is to continue. The main thing is not to lose hope. Losing hope is worse than all of the sins that we commit. When a person throws up his hands and despairs, he loses his will and he is thereby disconnected from his inner essence. He is distanced from himself. He loses all of his vitality and transforms into a broken vessel. There is no one with whom to talk. Despair is completely losing one's desire, and thus the person is detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is left? It is impossible to serve Hashem with joy and renewal if we haul around our past failures and worries about the future. A person must live in the present, be happy about the current moment, be joyful constantly. We must contemplate the thousands of favors and kindnesses that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment, and we must thank, praise, and extol. Just as when a person receives a gift from a good friend, the first favor he can return is to receive the favor with an illuminated countenance and show him that he's happy about the gift that he received. We too, when we go through life with a happy and joyous expression, it is the greatest acknowledgement and praise that we can give the Master of the world. A person must be jovial, must sing, must constantly thank Hashem before trouble arrives, God forbid. Not wait for troubles and then try to be freed of the misfortunes. Rather, we must constantly be blissful, constantly sing to Hashem, and constantly recognize Hashem's greatness. The pasuk in the last kapitel of Tehillim says, "Kol haneshama tehalel ka." Every soul shall praise Hashem. Adding a yud to neshama, soul, spells neshima, breath. Every breath shall praise Hashem. We breathe, so be happy. We must sing for every breath. Do not wait for sorrows. If we are happy, if we sing to Hashem, if we thank Hashem, suffering will not occur. A Jew seeks Hashem, aspires his whole life to draw close to Hashem, always exploring how he might give Hashem delight, so everything is new for him. His service of Hashem transforms into the most vibrant and fresh of all. It is never repetitive. Everything is like the first time. Each moment is a new reality. Never before have we done what we are doing now. It only seems as if we have. We are still relentlessly full of new hope, even if we have been challenged and have not really succeeded, or even if we succeeded and subsequently failed. A person wakes up in the morning, he is a new person. Every day is a new day. Yesterday there were confusions, silliness, and anger. Today, I remember nothing. Everything begins anew. I do not walk around with yesterday's pain, confusion, anger. I begin afresh. We are a part of the divine from above. The Pasuk in Bereshis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Zion says, B'tzelem Elikim bara oso. In the image of God, he created him. We are always drawn higher. We want to experience godliness. We are measured precisely by these matters. How successfully we elevate ourselves, detach ourselves, even a hair's breadth, from the suffering, banalities, battles, strictness, and wasted moments of life. In every moment, we have the free choice to set everything aside and focus on true matters, matters that bring us close to Hashem. Being a Jew means struggling for our connection with Hashem. Within the darkness, heaviness, routine, and all the things that do not go well for us, we try, despite everything, to elevate a bit, feel something, connect, and renew. Renewal is first and foremost. A Jew must constantly refresh. We are forbidden to fall into routine. Even though routine is not necessarily a bad thing at all, because it provides order to life and it sets a schedule, it helps us accomplish and fulfill our obligations, it allows us to achieve. But Hashem must be served with joy, enthusiasm, freshness, renewal, full of energy and life. A Jew does not look behind, only ahead. In Yiddishkeit, there is only from now on. Hashem looks for a small inspiration from us, right now. This inspiration is so significant and precious in Hashem's eyes, more than anything else is. Even if we have tried to begin anew dozens of times already, and we have not succeeded, even if we have fallen to low places, we are forbidden from paying any attention to that, because the current moment never existed before, and we can attain so much in this precise moment. Renewal is the key word in serving Hashem. The soul of a Jew constantly wants to recharge. Our entire lives revolve around the cycle of renewal. A new year, a new month, a new day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for renewal. For a Jew who faces a tough day in the exhausting routine of life and stops for a moment to raise his head heavenward, speak a few words to the Creator of the world, renewing himself. We must get to the core of matters, to the soul within everything. The inner essence is the bliss of being connected to Hashem, of loving Hashem. Connection to Hashem equals the joy of Yiddishkeit. Connecting to Hashem is connecting to the light of the world, to the sweetness of the world, to the pleasantness of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remain somewhat childlike, innocent, happy, curious, like a child. It says in the Pasuk in Hosea, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph says, Ki nar Yisrael va'aveu, for Israel is young, I love him. The virtue of Israel for which Hashem loves it most is youthfulness. The Jewish people are constantly youthful. Their love for Hashem never grows old. It is continuously renewed. I do not receive my vitality from memories of the past or plans for the future. My vitality and joy derive from the present moment, from my connection to Hashem right now, in everything that I do. Chana prayed to have Shmuel for many years. When he was born, she said, Al El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, it's Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Zion. For this youth did I pray, that he remain childlike and innocent throughout his life. We receive renewal from tzaddikim, whose lights are so pure and fresh, no old age or routine is able to darken them. One who merits drawing near to the tzaddik is able to, even in old age and exhaustion, renew like a child. The tzaddik inspires holy desires, reveals the godliness within us, shows us how much Hashem loves us, warms our hearts, gives us hope, washes us in his pure waters, ignites us with his flame. Tzaddikim live every moment anew. They relentlessly yearn to draw a little closer to Hashem. It is never enough for them. When a person does tshuva, he merits tremendous revival. Tshuva is wondrous. A person does something wrong, he causes enormous damage, and then he abruptly feels pain and is inspired to do tshuva, and suddenly everything is transformed. He receives such godly light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws open all of the gates. That is how Hashem created the world. Tshuva is greater than anything else. What is tshuva? Tshuva is essentially desire. The person merely has thoughts of remorse. He has not yet done anything else. He merely wants to correct what he damaged, and he's considered a complete tzaddik in heaven. That is the power of our aspirations. In this week's parsha, the Holy Torah instructs us about the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, explains a person goes into his field and sees a date that is ripening, a cluster of grapes that is ripening, a pomegranate that is ripening. He ties it with a string and says, behold, these are Bikurim. What is special about the mitzvah of Bikurim? Renewal. We offer the first fruits that are renewed in the new season. How do we conclude the mitzvah? The Pasuk says in Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, You shall rejoice with all the goodness that Hashem your God has given you. When we are renewed, we are happy. Principle renewal is emunah, that right now we are able to begin everything anew. From this moment on, everything can be different. True, we cannot change our actions and behavior instantly, but we can desire. We can renew our desires and yearnings. I want you, Father. I want to be close to you. I want to cling to you. But I cannot do it on my own. I do not have the power to change on my own. Help me, Father. A person must have strong desires and longings for Hashem. Those are most precious. Nothing can withstand desire. When a person persists in his desires and pining, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him become a tzaddik. We must never allow our desire to cool off, even if we fail yet again. When there is desire, there is toil, there is joy, and there is vitality. Desire is our highest component. It is our engine. The entire path to Hashem is by way of our desires and longings, by way of new beginnings. Even if we have not yet achieved, we continue to desire. A chassid once lamented to the Nesiva Shalom of Slonim that he had ambitions but countless disappointments in his service of Hashem. He bemoaned the fact that nothing would come of his aspirations, and his gravestone would read, "Here lies a man of ambitions." The Rebbe answered with a smile, "If I would see a gravestone like that, I would daven at it. Is it an easy thing to be a man of ambitions?" Renewal is impossible except via emunah. If we fully comprehend that there is nothing aside from Hashem, ein od milvado, it is impossible to be sad. We are compelled to smile, be happy. We would know that these are all tests and trials. Every problem with our spouses, our children, our homes, our neighbors, our livelihood, our health, are all constrictions. We want to sail through life, and we are suddenly limited by time, troubles, and suffering. If we would change our perception and look through eyes of emunah, everything would be different. When we begin to detach ourselves ever so slightly from the silliness, the irritation, the anger, the materialism, the base urges, when we move slightly higher than our current station, we begin to connect to Hashem. We begin to realize that even if things do not happen as we want, they are exactly as Hashem desires them. We accept it all with emunah. If we seek renewal, we must accustom ourselves to talk to Hashem. Conversing with Hashem is the infinite source of joy and vitality. The spiritual pleasure that a person receives when he habitually communicates with Hashem is immeasurable. He forms a personal bond with Hashem. That is the essence of tshuva. When we condition ourselves to it, we cannot stop. It becomes the sweetest part of our lives. In Likutei Moran Ayin Ches, Rabbi Nachman explains, words have the greatest power to remind a person of Hashem and to fortify him relentlessly, even in those places that are distant from holiness, for speech does not allow us to forget Hashem. His bodedus is one of the most precious gifts we have received from Hashem. If we can always speak with Hashem, tell Hashem, ask of Hashem, take counsel of Hashem, we are never alone. We already know what to do. No tefillah is sweeter than his bodedus when one pleads for one thing only, to be close to Hashem. It literally cleanses the soul. He emerges a new person, and it provides the true bliss of a Jew who wants to bond with his father. This should be the most natural desire, but the Yetzirah battles it fiercely because it knows that if we achieve it, we can correct all else. It knows that our only path to overcoming our base urges and negative attributes is via his bodedus. If speech connects, singing binds. The primary closeness and dveikus, clinging of a Jew to Hashem, is via holy voice and melody, because melody has the power to draw a person to Hashem. This is from Likutei Halachos Apotropos Gimel Yud. Melody pours new strength into a person and illuminates heretofore unknown paths to his Father in heaven. Rosh Hashanah is at the door. An aura of fresh starts is in the air. The world was created for small movements of new beginnings. That concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah. And now, as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him, and it reads, "Master of the world, how is it possible that I am worried sometimes, that my level of anxiety jumps so high? If it is possible to always run to you, tell you, seek your counsel, ask for encouragement, how can there be worry? Moreover, even if the thing that I am so concerned about happens, God forbid, everything that happens is from you, Father, and for the best. So how do I not remember that? How is it that I do not return to joy immediately? Master of the world, help me not forget. When this happens to other people, I am an expert in calming and strengthening them in Emunah. However, when it happens to me, especially if it is something serious, I forget everything. I am thoroughly confused. Until I remember that I have you, Father, and it is so delightful to turn to you, to grab hold of your arm, to know that you are with me in the midst of this challenge, and with tfilos and pleading, anything is possible. Even if what I am afraid of ensues, God forbid, it is also for you and will be for the best. There is no quote-unquote bad in the world, because everything is your compassion, Father. Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos.
You've been listening to the Light of Emuna Parsha podcast, based on the teachings of the Or HaEmuna weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Caps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emuna or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.